Gateway News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. As VOA's Steve Herman explains, the president said any American military attack on Iran as retaliation would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on the oil facilities.
Trump says while he does not want war with Iran, the United States is more prepared for a conflict than any country in history. The attacks on Saudi installations and fears of widening hostilities in the region have sent oil prices soaring. VOA asked the president about the spike in the cost of crude oil as he left the White House on Monday.
Won't affect us, and ultimately I don't think it'll affect the world either.
Iran denies any involvement in the Saudi attacks, calling such accusations maximum lies. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm has been sent a subpoena for his tax returns. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A source who insisted on anonymity tells the Associated Press the office of Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. The president was asked about it as he left the White House for a New Mexico campaign rally.
I don't know anything about it.
The district attorney, who's a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Trump and his family have been fighting in court against multiple subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Supporters of Islamic State are rejoicing at what appears to be a new message from the terror group's reclusive leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in which he promises the war against the United States and its allies is far from over. The Voice purportedly tells supporters during the more than 30-minute-long audio that the U.S. is now drowning in the quagmire of Iraq and Afghanistan. This is VOA News.